Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Okay, today we're going to unpack the story behind, well, really one of the most fascinating pieces of fitness history out there. You know I love a good origin story, and this one, it really delivers. It's got ingenuity, a touch of luxury, maybe even a bit of humor. We're doing a deep dive today into the Pilates Cadillac, a really remarkable piece, and our insights are coming straight from the Power Pilates Knowledge Center, which is just a fantastic resource. It gives us a great look at the history and, frankly, the genius behind one of Joseph Pilates' most intriguing inventions. So our mission is pretty clear. Uncover its surprising origins, explore the really unique design, and just understand what makes it such a standout in the world of Pilates equipment. It's definitely more than just equipment. It feels like a testament to a whole approach to movement.
Oh, absolutely. And what's truly fascinating, I think, is just how much radical innovation went into creating it. Its initial purpose, you know, born from necessity, it still resonates so strongly today. Even with that slightly unusual name, it really highlights Pilates' whole vision for, well, profound physical rehab and just comprehensive development.
Totally. So let's start with the man himself, Joseph Pilates. Now, it's pretty well known the Cadillac isn't just one of his inventions, it was his biggest apparatus. And maybe more importantly, something he apparently considered the finest of all his creations. I mean, what does that tell you about its place in his whole body of work? What did it have to earn that kind of title from him?
That's such a key point for Pilates. I mean, this guy was constantly inventing, constantly refining. For him to call the Cadillac his finest, that speaks volumes about his ultimate vision. It wasn't just another exercise machine. It really embodied his most complete system for, like you said, radical rehabilitation, but also full body mastery. It was designed to give incredible support to people who were really vulnerable, helping them recover. But at the same time, it offered these new, really challenging dimensions for even the strongest athletes. Mm. It's just a testament to its sheer versatility, its ability to serve that whole spectrum of physical needs that was so core to his philosophy.
And this is where the story gets really interesting, those humble beginnings. Yeah. It just surprises you. The Cadillac's first inspiration wasn't some, you know, grand design or complex machine blueprint. Mm. The sources point to a drawing its concept from converted hospital beds. And even like everyday massage tables.
Right.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Mm.
About seeing potential in the ordinary.
And that context is absolutely vital to understanding the genius behind it. The theory strongly suggests its development was really influenced by his work with his early clients, especially in like a hospital setting. For instance, there's mention of his work with Eve Gentry. She was a huge figure in early Pilates after her mastectomy. Pilates needed ways to support people, stretch them, strengthen them. People who were often in really vulnerable states, maybe couldn't bear their own weight or move freely. So these converted beds, they gave him a stable, raised platform where he could add resistance and support in totally new ways. He basically turned a place of rest into this dynamic tool for recovery and building strength.
That's an incredible jump, isn't it? From just passive recovery to really active rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
And what's maybe even more remarkable is how hands-on it all was. The Power Pilates Knowledge Center mentions that Pilates, with just incredible ingenuity, he actually crafted a lot of his early equipment, including this massive Cadillac right there in his own basement.
Yeah.
It wasn't coming off some factory line. It was born from direct, inventive problem solving.
Exactly. It wasn't about mass production at all. It was about bespoke solutions tailored to needs. And that hands-on approach, it allowed for constant tinkering, constant refinement, directly addressing the specific things he was seeing in his clients. It really speaks to the craftsman in him, you know, mm-hmm. building with purpose, literally making his visions real.
Okay, so we have this incredibly innovative piece of equipment born from a hospital bed, basically, considered Joseph Pilates' absolute finest creation. But then there's the name, the Cadillac.
Hmm.
It's a name that, well, it immediately makes you think of luxury, right? Sleek design, top-tier quality.
Hmm.
And that, you'd probably assume, is exactly where the, let's call it the generally accepted origin story for the name comes from. It was supposedly named as a direct tribute to the luxury car brand, Cadillac, precisely because it embodied that superior quality and design. The best of the best, just like the car was seen then, it had this aspirational feel.
That is the popular narrative, yeah. And it definitely fits with the apparatus's kind of elite status in the Pilates world. But there's also this wonderfully charming, maybe more anecdotal theory. You hear it circulated among people who knew him or knew the stories. This version suggests the name just sort of stuck after a client, apparently during an early presentation of this big new table, saw it all shiny and impressive and just casually asked, "Hey, Joe, is that your new Cadillac?" And the name, almost by accident, just took hold. Which, you know, raises an interesting question. How often do great inventions get their names from these unexpected, maybe offhand comments instead of some careful branding strategy?
That definitely makes the story more human, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But if Pilates really saw it as his finest creation, do you think maybe he was a bit annoyed by an accidental kind of colloquial name? Or did he just roll with it, embrace it as part of the legend?
You know, I think he was fundamentally a pragmatist. While he definitely had a grand vision for his work, he probably also understood the power of a name that was memorable, easy to grab onto. So whether it was his original plan or not, Cadillac immediately communicated that sense of premium quality, sophistication. It sort of added to the mystique, gave it this playful yet prestigious identity. It's kind of a classic example of how an idea can just take on a life of its own.
That's true. Both stories, really, whether it was deliberate or accidental, they both add to its legendary status. They speak to its perceived excellence and just its unique presence. It's definitely a name that catches your attention. So we've journeyed through Joseph Pilates' thinking, traced the humble beginnings of his creation, unraveled the charming mystery around its name. But all that just sets the stage for the main event, the Cadillac's revolutionary design. How does all this history translate into the apparatus that still kind of mesmerizes us today? What was Pilates actually trying to achieve with its engineering? What problems was he solving?
That's a great question, and it really gets to the core of its brilliance. He wasn't just building a bigger machine. The Cadillac fundamentally was designed to overcome limitations in earlier rehab methods and offer just a vastly wider range of support and challenge. It's just a marvel of versatility. It boasts this incredible array of features allowing for truly customized workouts. For instance, it has tons of spring attachments, all meticulously designed for both arm and leg exercises. And these aren't just any springs. They're carefully calibrated. They offer precise adjustable resistance. So you could do very gentle rehabilitation or really powerful strengthening work that truly embodies Pilates' adaptability. Then you've got the rollback bar. Fantastic for spinal articulation, basically, helping mobilize and align your individual vertebrae and comprehensive core work. It allows for really fluid movement through the spine. And there's a wooden bar, too, that you can push through these upright poles that gives even more options for stretching, strength training, resistance workouts across different planes of movement. That was pretty groundbreaking at the time.
Wow. It really sounds like a complete playground for movement. But I think the elements that really capture the imagination and maybe, just maybe a little bit of fear, are those foot straps.
Yeah.
The ones designed for hanging exercises. And that really distinctive trapeze with its own springs. It's quite an image, isn't it? Suspending yourself up there, ankles strapped in, gripping a bar. What kind of experience does that offer? What was the thinking behind that?
Oh, absolutely. It's a striking image. And it just opens up this entirely new dimension of movement. That trapeze part in particular is fascinating. Historically, yeah, students would often be seen inverted, hanging, gripping onto steel bars with their ankles secured in what were quite literally described as padded subway straps.
Wait, subway straps. So this piece of equipment, designed for luxury peak performance, named after a high-end car, had a component named after something you find on public transport.
Exactly.
That's kind of an amusing mix of the mundane and the magnificent.
Isn't it? It speaks to Pilates' practical genius again, using readily available, sturdy materials and concepts. The subway straps were tough. They offered a secure grip, much like, well, handholds on a train. As for the inspiration for the trapeze itself, there are theories. Some point to Pilates' father. He was apparently an amateur gymnast, or maybe it came directly from the needs of his early clients who really benefited from inversion for, say, spinal decompression or building strength in unusual positions. We do know that this trapeze part was refined further somewhere in the mid-1950s to early 1960s, so it shows this ongoing evolution in the design. And for people looking for really advanced workouts, it even had something called an airplane board, like a small swiveling platform attached to the trapeze. You could use it for specific, very challenging movements involving rotation and balance, really expanding the repertoire.
So it's not just about lying down and pushing springs. It's about being suspended, inverted, engaging muscles in ways that are just totally different from more conventional exercises. And what seems really key here, a big difference from something like the reformer, which uses that moving carriage to challenge your stability, is that the Cadillac offered this uniquely stable surface for exercises. And that stability wasn't a lack of challenge. It was a deliberate design choice.
It absolutely was deliberate. The significance of that stable surface, you really can't overstate it. Unlike the reformer, where the carriage movement adds that dynamic destabilizing element, the Cadillac's fixed bed allowed for an incredibly wide range of positions and exercises that just need solid grounding. This includes everything from very delicate rehab work right up to the more advanced, you know, exhilarating upside down hanging stuff. If you connect this to the bigger picture, that inherent stability, it allowed for entirely new dimensions of movement and challenge that other apparatus, the ones with moving carriages, they simply couldn't offer. It meant a different kind of support was possible, a different kind of resistance could be applied, and ultimately a different pathway to cultivating strength, flexibility, body awareness. It provided this secure base from which you could explore gravity in totally new ways.
What an incredible journey we've taken today. Seriously, from those humble yet profoundly innovative origins inspired by hospital beds, massage tables, to the captivating sort of two-sided story behind its unique name. And finally, digging into its remarkably versatile and often gravity-defying design that allows for, well, everything from gentle rehabilitation to that exhilarating upside-down hanging. Hopefully you've gained a new appreciation for the sheer ingenuity of Joseph Pilates, and maybe why the Cadillac truly stands out as this masterpiece of movement science. It's pretty clear it's not just a piece of gym equipment. It's more like a carefully crafted canvas for human potential, designed to unlock strength and flexibility in really revolutionary ways.
And as you reflect on all this, maybe consider how often the most practical solutions, the ones born out of sheer necessity, like, you know, converting a simple hospital bed, how they can evolve into these sophisticated tools. Tools for incredible strength, profound physical transformation, even self-discovery. What unexpected inspirations might be waiting right now to transform your own approach to movement, to well-being, maybe hidden in plain sight, just in your everyday world?
That is a truly thought-provoking idea to leave you with. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the Pilates Cadillac. We hope you feel well-informed and perhaps, a little inspired to continue your own explorations into the surprising histories behind the tools and concepts that shape our lives.